O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is John 1, verses 43 through 51. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Let Me Not Wander by Jonathan Ogden. Soft piano chords pulse throughout the song, never wavering in pitch or steadiness. They remain the same at the end as at the beginning. It is an apt representation of the Lord's steadfast presence in our lives. He calls us to follow him and keeps us close, never forsaking us.
Let me not wander from your commandments. Let me not wander from your word. For your word I've hidden in my heart, that I might not sin again.
John chapter 1, verses 43 through 51. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. He found Philip and told him, "Follow me." Now, Philip was from Bethsaida, the hometown of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and so did the prophets, Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth." "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Nathanael asked him. "Come and see," Philip answered. Then Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said about him, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. "Before Philip called you and you were under the fig tree, I saw you," Jesus answered. "Rabbi," Nathanael replied, "you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus responded to him, "Do you believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." Then he said, "Truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man."
I have a 3-year-old son at home who loves playing hide and seek. However, he doesn't fully understand how to play yet. He loves to go and hide, but whenever I get close to finding him, he jumps out at me and says, "Here I am, I was hiding here." In my son's innocent 3-year-old heart, hiding just doesn't make sense to him yet. He wants to be seen. Our scripture for today comes from the beginning of John's gospel. Earlier in chapter 1, John has already introduced us to Jesus, whom he has described as the Word from the beginning, the Creator, the Light, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Today's passage teaches us more about the kind of Savior he is as we watch him call more disciples to himself. Our passage begins with Jesus approaching a man named Philip with an invitation, "Follow me." Philip then, after becoming a disciple himself, goes to share the news with his friend Nathanael. Notice how Philip's evangelism begins with his prior relationships. When we become disciples of Jesus, our first mission field is our friends, coworkers, family members, other parents at our kids' schools, wherever God has placed us. So Philip goes to Nathanael and says, "We found the Messiah, the Savior." Nathanael responds with skepticism. "What good can come out of Nazareth? That's a lowly, insignificant place." And Philip responds really with the essence of what all evangelism is: "Come and see." At the end of the day, sharing the good news of Jesus is saying, "I've encountered something that you need to check out for yourself." Sort of like telling your friends about a new restaurant or a new book or a new song. "Come and see for yourself how awesome this is." Telling you about it can only communicate so much. You have to experience it for yourself, see it for yourself. So then the question becomes, see what? Or rather, see whom? There's some irony here because in one sense, it is about Nathanael seeing Jesus, but more ultimately, this passage is about Jesus seeing Nathanael. As Nathanael approaches, Jesus calls him an Israelite without deceit. Jesus already knows what is going on inside Nathanael's heart. Nathanael responds, "How do you know me?" Jesus says, "When you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Jesus sees and knows Nathanael perfectly already. And this experience Nathanael has of being seen changes everything for him. He concludes this truly must be the Messiah, the Savior, and not just the Savior, but my Savior. Becoming a disciple is both seeing and being seen. Jesus meets this deep need that we all have as human beings, the need to truly be seen. However, just like our first parents, Adam and Eve, our sin and our guilt and shame cause us to hide from God. We don't want to be seen as we truly are, yet this is actually what we need more than anything. Jesus comes to us and sees us truly and perfectly, but instead of responding with anger or disappointment, he responds with love. Sort of like my son, Bennett, the gospel gives us the boldness we need to step out of hiding and be seen truly by God. because we know he loves us and covers all of our guilt and shame. Draw near to him today. Rest as his loving eye looks upon you. Jesus truly is the seeing Savior that meets our deepest needs.
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. This is another day, O Lord. I know not what it will bring forth, but make me ready, Lord, for whatever it may be. If I'm to stand up, help me to stand bravely. If I'm to sit still, help me to sit quietly. If I'm to lie low, help me to do it patiently. And if I'm to do nothing, let me do it gallantly. Make these words more than words, and give me the Spirit of Jesus. Amen.